it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the sensational Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. After the Eagles eked out a win in Kansas City, 20-17 over the Chiefs. Wow, Merrill, instant reaction from this one. What is it?
It's a great win. It's a great win because you played a Kansas City Chiefs team that hasn't, in the Patrick Mahomes era, has never gone 0-2 in a season. That was the biggest motivation. And the Eagles just hung in there all the way. It wasn't the kind of game where anybody had flashy statistics. But what they did was do what they had to do. They had several tush pushes that were key in this game. But perhaps the biggest play in the game was with a 3-point lead. Kansas City was marching deep in their Eagles territory. And rookie Drew Macuba picked off a pass at the goal line that was intended for Travis Kelce. He saved the day. He took it halfway down the field, and the Eagles marched from there. Kansas City made it close late in the game when it was a 51-yard connection for a touchdown with Patrick Mahomes going deep to Thornton, but the Eagles held on. They came up with a tush push to seal the deal, and they end up with a big 20-17, very, very gritty win against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Merrill, I thought the Drew Macuba interception was the turning point of the game. What do you think?
It was. Absolutely it was. Absolutely changed everything. It's funny, I said to Mike Quick on the broadcast, I have a feeling that a turnover is going to make the biggest difference in this game. And not that I'm looking at a crystal ball or anything, but you just had that feeling, and that's exactly what happened.
You were correct. You were correct. Merrill, do you think Andy Reid calling all those timeouts late in the fourth quarter hurt the Chiefs in a sense? Because the Eagles, all they really had to do at the end once they got the ball back after the big Thornton touchdown was get a first down.
Yeah, but he knew Andy plays to win, and Andy knew that they needed those timeouts. They needed to stop the clock to get the ball back and at least try to get one downfield and then get another field goal to tie it. And he knows what he's doing, but it didn't work this time because the Eagles continued to move.
You know, let's look at this Eagles defense real quick. I mean, this week they give up 17 points. The previous week they only give up 20. Merrill, they're super young, yet they're having another good week. What did you think of the defense?
Outstanding. And you know who else had a great day? Another great day by Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Just a terrific start to this season.
Definitely. And we'll close with this, Merrill. What did you think of the way that Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense performed?
They did not make the big mistake. It wasn't spectacular, but they did exactly what they had to do. The best word for them today was methodical.
And you know what, Merrill? It wasn't pretty. But in the end, as this team has shown in this era of Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, they just win. That's it.
They just win. They just win. That's what counts.
It is. Great call with Mike Quick in the booth, Merrill. We'll talk about this one and look ahead towards Eagles-Rams Sunday at the Link. Appreciate the time. That is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.